This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Verse 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Everybody on the planet has fallen short of the glory of God. They have all sinned. And as we've taught you in the past, sin was imputed to you before you were even born. And then when you were born, you had a sin nature. And then as soon as you could exercise that sin nature, you went out and personally sinned. So on three counts, you're a sinner. And the word armatia is the Greek word for sin, and it is defined as missing the mark. God has a standard, he has a mark to hit, and you missed it. You missed it before you were even born. You missed it after you were born. You missed the mark. It is the high standard of righteousness. Righteousness is that standard. And nobody achieves righteousness apart from God's gift. So, why? Because the Bible says there's none righteous, not even one, in Romans 3:10. So, armatia, sin, missing the mark, and this condition of sinfulness made mankind unacceptable to fellowship with God. Habakkuk 1:13 says that God's eyes are so pure, he cannot even look upon sin. His eyes are so pure, he cannot even look upon sin. Can't even look on it. So he doesn't, apart from your righteousness given to you by Christ and the fact that sin has been removed from your life, God don't even, he can't even look at you. So the condition made mankind unacceptable to God, and causing God's justice, the justice of God, to condemn us eternally. God has a part of him, an attribute of his essence that is called justice. It's just. And God's, he cannot accept anyone who is a sinner. As simple as that, and therefore justice condemned us to share the hell that was originally created for the devil, not for man. 25:41 of Matthew. And so God looked over the world and looked for anyone that might live up to his level of righteousness. And even though there were certain people in the Bible, he said, consider Job, who was an upright guy, and consider others who may walk with some measure of integrity, they all fell short. They might have been good, but they all still fell short. Even in our best estate, we're still falling short. So in Psalm 14:1, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. He's talking about mankind. They have done abominations. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any that did understand, any that did seek the Lord. But they have all gone astray. They have all together become filthy. And there is none that does good upon the earth, not even one. Of course, the Apostle Paul quotes from Psalm 14 when he writes the book, when he writes the chapter 3 in the book of Romans. So mankind is lost. We have established that. Mankind is lost, and mankind is lost, but the great news is God so loved the world. Mankind is lost, but God loves the world. So he wants to do something about mankind's lost condition. And so the thing that he's going to do, as you well know, because you're here this morning, is he's going to send his son, Jesus Christ, to be the substitute for sinners in judgment. The justice of God will mete out its justice upon Jesus instead of on those sinners who call upon the name of the Lord to be saved, which is what evangelism is all about, is alerting people to that fact that they're thinking that, you know, I'm going to hell, I'm going to go there because I'm a bad person, I don't do this, I don't do that, I guess I'll just go there and party with my friends. You know, they have all these concepts, but they don't think of themselves as going to heaven unless they're self-righteous. But going to hell, they accept that because they're not good enough. But we, as evangelists, tell them that has nothing to do with it. All of your unrighteousness, all of your sin, all of your failures were put on Christ on the cross, and he paid the penalty. And that's the good news. And so the good news is not known. We think that because there's a church on every corner, everybody knows the good news. They don't know the good news. They just know the church, and they know something about Jesus and something about religion, but they don't know the gospel. And it's even worse overseas. They even know less over in those places, in many of those places. So by means of the cross, the penalty of sin is paid. Through the cross, the penalty of sin is paid, and the demands of God's justice demanding death as the wages of sin, is satisfied. He says, I'm satisfied with the death of Christ as the substitute for whosoever calls upon his name and trusts in him. I'm satisfied. That's enough. What Jesus did for them is enough to get them to heaven. They don't have to do one thing more than put their faith in my son, Jesus Christ, and what he did for them. Those that trusted the Lord, those that became Christians, those that are born again, those that are regenerated, however you want to put it, they become children of God. They are his children, those who trust Christ. And they are the recipients, the receivers of all the benefits that grace freely gives to them. So they're children of God, and as his children, they're now in the family of God, and as part of the family, they receive all of the blessings available to the family. If you're not in the family, you're not under the blessings. If you're in the family, then all of the grace blessings, all of the grace benefits are freely given to you. John 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us, he gave him for us to be our substitute, how shall he not now with him also freely give us all things? He freely gives us all things. God does not give you anything apart from grace. Grace is his free gift. Salvation, it begins with salvation, but it continues all through your Christian life. Everything God gives you is a gift of grace. That's his economy. You don't pay him for it. You don't owe him for it. You don't work for it. You don't barter for it. You're given it as a gift of grace. That's the economy of God. That's the economy of grace. Everything is given. Now, grace cannot be deserved. It cannot be earned, as we just said. You do not owe God anything because he did it for you. You don't have to pay him later. Here, I'll give you the salvation now, you pay me later. You don't pay me, I take it back. I learned that when I was first saved, but that's not how it goes. It's already been paid for. There's a lot of, as we sang this morning, the blood of Christ paid for it. And beyond the blood of Christ, what else could you possibly give God that would impress him? So, you cannot earn it, you cannot deserve it, it doesn't incur a debt, you cannot pay him later for it, you don't owe him for it. There's no strings attached to it. Any attempt to pay God or to owe him or to do something for him because of what he gives you is an insult to the sacrifice of Christ. It's an insult. You think you need to do something more. well, you know, Jesus gave his life, he shed his blood, but I think I need to give a little more just to make God happy, just to make God pleased with me. If you don't think the blood was enough, if you don't think Christ was enough, then you need to study your Bible. And I know you do think that. Christ was sufficient. He was the complete once and for all sacrifice in Hebrews 10:10. Nothing needs to be added to it, and nothing needs to be taken away from it. He is it. Any attempt to pay for it is an insult. There's no other sacrifice. No other sacrifice but Christ. Now, where does obedience come in? I just said that word. There goes the tape sales. Where does obedience come in? Obedience is connected to faith. It's faith obedience. Obedience not connected to faith is just works, which is unacceptable at any time when it's works to please, works to somehow butter up God to get something. God don't need no butter. But listen, faith obedience, Romans 1:5, it's obedience to the faith. Faith obedience is a work of faith. Remember James talked about faith without works? Faith, the work of faith is obedience. And obedience, what does obedience do? Obedience opens the door so grace can give me what he's going to give me. Obedience doesn't earn it. Obedience doesn't merit it. Obedience isn't the debt incurred. Obedience simply opens a door so that God can bless me in that area. For example, Ephesians 2:8 says we're saved by grace through faith. Faith opens the door. Grace comes in and saves me. It's not faith that saves me. Grace saves me. It's a free gift, and faith simply opened the door. I put my trust in him. That was my faith obedience. I trusted him. I obeyed what the Bible said. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. Okay, I read that verse. I'll believe it. I'll put my faith on Christ, and my obedience brings grace to bless me. But the grace is free. The obedience opened the door. We go to another one, Matthew 6:33. Matthew 6:33 says that seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things that the Gentiles are seeking after will be given to you. What's the faith obedience? Put the kingdom first. Put the priorities of living for Christ. But him taking care of my needs is an act of grace. My obedience to that verse is simply a faith obedience opening the door. Opening the door for grace to give me and to take care of me like it promised. Another one, Isaiah 26:2. Says you'll have perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed upon the Lord. What's my faith obedience there? Put my mind on Christ. Don't put my mind on my problems. Don't put my mind on worrying. Don't put my mind on complaining. Not walking around every person to talk to them about this problem in my life.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Sam Custom Trim Inc., a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a complete woodworking, home improvement, and repair service specializing in